Space News 101. Events affecting Antarion, Irma, and Tegeton leadership. Exopolitics. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. This is Marie, with another edition of Space News. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of September 19, 2025. I know I struggle with preconceived misconceptions of what extraterrestrials are supposed to be. The so-called spiritual community thinks of them as highly evolved beings dwelling in love and light so thick they can hardly move in it. On the other hand, science fiction often depicts them as hideous alien monsters with no empathy, cruel, highly invasive, and that cannot be stopped. But among all those points of view and their variants, the hardest idea to convey is the one I try so hard to share, and that is the idea of normality, of more society in space very similar to the one on Earth, and with people exactly like the ones there. Although there are countless strange species, many of which can be extremely dangerous, and there are also light beings who truly do dwell in love and light. Moving forward with this subject, I know that many people had divided opinions about what happened in the Andromedan Viera a few months ago, as many saw it as extremely ugly, bothersome and scary, very bad vibes, and very unlike the concept and subjects they were used to in this so-called disclosure, concepts that were imposed by those who came before me. But as I have explained many times before, I am a different person, and I am writing from the point of view of leadership, unlike the others, and in my role as the Tegeton Queen, I must face terrible situations, because life in space can be very hard as on Earth, but often in different ways. And this means constantly facing the inescapable possibility of being forced into an armed conflict, as it already happened and possibly will happen again. We are in the same realm as you are, with the same rules, like the ones which force all kinds of souls and dark entities into sharing a common existential realm we all call the physical world. I must say this once more, of course, higher realms exist, where things are lighter and gentler, and those realms exist all over the place and can be seen and experienced depending on your vibration, but my people and I are in the same realm you are in, that is why I can write, and that means that we often face your same kinds of challenges. This brings me to the subject of this Space News video, as I must go into sharing extraterrestrial trouble again. Please remember that everything is connected, and everything that goes on outside Earth concerning friendly to humans, star races, ends up strongly affecting everything that happens on Earth, and may even dictate its future, especially in this case, I must share with all of you today. The Triad, Antaria, Irma, and Tegeta Alcyon Council face great challenges and formidable foes, most of which are the very misconceptions the extraterrestrials have about life on Earth and humans there, because as those have misconceptions about extraterrestrials, those too have misconceptions about Earth humans, which are equally damaging. Moving on with this subject, about a week ago, the Antarian ambassador, Azed Nidia, joined me and my closest high-ranking crew members in a meeting, where she confessed to us something quite disturbing, and directly asked me to publish it and share it with all of you. Right before the time when I was very sick, during the last 3 months of the year 2024, the Antarian king, Erna Yar, and his queen, Seria of Antaria, fell terribly sick of a gastrointestinal problem that quickly turned into peritonitis. The illness was so strong and fast that what at first seemed to be a simple tummy ache became an invasive abdominal infection caused by punctured intestines. The Antarian king and queen, Erna and Seria, both died shortly after. Taking into account the unusual circumstances that surrounded what had happened to them, The Antarian High Council swiftly placed an information lid over their deaths and took control of the government, as it should be, until the investigations cleared out what had happened. This explains why all the official business with Antaria passed only through as Ednidia, as I, the Tejetan Queen, had no contact with my Antarian direct counterparts, a fact that I found quite strange, because while the Antarians had become very cooperative with the Irma and with us the Tejetans, to the point of becoming best friends, it was strange to me that their king and queen did not bother to talk to me. The Antarian king and queen had died shortly after I had come to power. The reason why the Antarian government placed such a close lid over their deaths is that they strongly suspected they were assassinated in a very elaborate way, which included a difficult-to-comprehend astral component, because too many things were simply not logical if seen only from the side of the living. After several months, almost an Earth year after they passed on, the Antarians still have no idea what exactly killed their king and queen, who were very young and left no descendants. As they have come to a point where nothing moves and nothing can be concluded, the Antarian High Council decided to open up to the public and to their allied star races and inform everyone what had happened, in the hope of finding more clues while doing so. In the process, the Antarian High Council has been looking for someone worthy and capable enough to be positioned as their new king or queen, and be a successor to the deceased King Erna Yar and Queen Seria. After a short process, they have now appointed as Ednidia as their new queen, and will be crowned in a few weeks. While all this is going on in Antaria, a few hundred light years away in the Irma home planet orbiting the star Vega, the gentle and wise old father king, Lina, King Rua's dad, fell terribly sick of an intestinal paralysis that also turned into an acute peritonitis, which nearly killed him. Like what had happened to Erna Yar and Queen Seria of Antaria, the old Lion King, Lina, fell sick after what first looked like a simple tummy ache. This is even more so in the case of Lina, who had recently overeaten in one of the Irma excessive and opulent banquets. But unlike Erna and Seria, the old Lion King Lina survived and is well. In the case of Lina, the Irma concluded that what had happened to him was caused by the direct action of a highly sophisticated, DNA-based, poisonous agent which was deliberately placed in his food. Unlike what had happened to the Antarian rulers, where whatever attacked them came at least mostly from the astral, in the case of Lina, it was a very physical, side of the living, attack. Those of you who have been following me for a while can clearly see a pattern here, as I fell terribly sick and nearly died of the same sicknesses as the Antarian king and queen and as the former king of the Irma did as well. Note that this happened to all of the rulers of the star nations that form the triad. Also note that each one was attacked in their weak spots, where the Antarians, being simply more human Lyrians, do not have an efficient and well-developed sense of what happens in the astral side of things, so they were attacked through there. While the former king, Lina, an Irma with full access and dominance over the astral realm, was attacked through the physical realm, the realm of the biologically living, it was as if whoever was responsible knew that attacking through the astral would probably lead to detection. And as for me, in my case, I was attacked through both, the physical and the astral side of things, at the same time. It looks like the one they least want alive, is me. And as my physicians tell me, I was so sick, I hardly made it last year. I shouldn't be alive. Another thing to consider is that the acting king of the Irma, Rua, did not fall sick, but his father did, and they are close, as if they wanted to attack Rua through his father, because Rua is quite inaccessible, as he lives on board his starship, the Avian One. They could attempt to get to him through the astral, but the Irma are very good at detecting such incursions, so Rua could only be attacked through the side of the living, but Rua being on his starship, which is his castle, would be impossible to get at through the physical side of things, so whoever did all this decided to attack the next best option, Lina, his father. Attacking the Irma from the astral side is simply too difficult, so they resorted to attacking them through the physical side, and that is hard enough, especially while in their home planets. The Irma have not discarded the possibility that a small stealth drone may have been used to deliver the DNA-based toxins against Lina during one of their multiple eating festivities. Knowing the Irma and their close, highly ethical and loyal society, it is quite improbable that a cat was involved in Lina's poisoning, but many other species are known to attend their parties, as guests, including many human Lyrian examples, any of which may have managed to plant the toxin. All this brings us to face the inevitable question, what is happening here, and who did all this? First of all, the attacks happened to all of us more or less at the same time, but this is one of the hardest points to calculate, because, as you know, time is very relative, and there is a very marked time distortion, or temporal slip, between Antaria, Vega, Teigita, and Earth. All we can do is more or less conclude that the attacks happened at the same time. Talking about timing, former Queen Alanim was also attacked this very same way, through the gastrointestinal system, earlier in 2024, and roughly she was most probably the first one to be attacked, an event that ended up speeding me up to be her successor. I must remind everyone that the astral side is only the astral from our point of view, and not from that of the creatures and entities which live in it. And from their point of view, we, all of us here, are living in their astral side of things. We are astral creatures to them. This brings us to the big question here, who is doing all this? Because all these events are way too coordinated and suspiciously similar to be taken as simple coincidences. Besides that, some facts do prove that it was deliberate. All this I just described above is a direct coordinated attack against the Triad, an attack which took place even before it was fully formed. Whoever is doing this does not want the Triad to exist, so it is very much contrary to its interests. The Galactic Federation is simply too large and too complex to rule any members out of any participation in all of this. We do not have enough facts to conclude anything at this time, much less when astral elements are present here, but it is easy to conclude that whoever is behind all this is the Cabal on Earth and its clear alliance with several invasive species from the general region of Orion. They work together, mostly using portals. Mostly. And they are the ones whom we, as the Triad, have affected the most when we took control over the space around Earth, and with our movements inside it as well, like the rescues. Furthermore, the Cabal on Earth is known for its connections and its tendency to worship lower astral entities, who are the ones who most probably conducted the attacks from that side, as it is in their best interest to have us removed from here. Also note how we have been attacked in every possible way, even exploiting every one of our weaknesses, as many of you have witnessed, all in an attempt to stop us from our actions, which have the ultimate intention to remove from planet Earth and its inhabitants all that is causing their stagnation and instigating abuse, exploitation, and isolation. For now, the security measures surrounding all of us are extremely high to the point of being uncomfortable, because the future Queen of Antaria, as Ed Nydia, walks inside her starship with no less than 4 armed elite guards taking care of her at all times, and that is just inside her starship castle. Nydia also does all her activities using remote presence, and all of her food is analyzed carefully with advanced technological devices before she can consume any of it. K. King Rua and I are in the exact same situation, in my case, to the point where having all of my food analyzed all the time is not helping me gain any weight, as I am badly under how I should be, and I lost a kilogram during the last week. Nidia, Rua, and I have concluded that we are far safer here, orbiting Earth while in our starships, and escorting one another, as the advent of remote presence permits us to rule our governments from afar, just as if we lived in our home planets. The three of us will remain here, in Earth's orbit, and this includes the newly appointed Queen as Ed Nidia of Antaria, as she has stated that she will do everything from here, using remote presence, exactly as Rua and I do. We remain here because we know that the problems we face in our home planets, among countless other places, start and originate here, on and in Earth. We are a big problem for the cabal that rules Earth, and for their Orion friends and allies. It is obvious that we have managed to piss them off as they want to attack us however they can, and from every possible angle, but we will not stop until we have removed all that is interfering with humankind on Earth and causing treachery and oppression, because we are all connected. After all, no one can be free if their kin are not. All three of us, Nidia, Rua, and I, are young, so we will be a big problem for the Cabal and for Orion for a very long time. And the biggest challenge we face is to raise awareness of everything that is happening on Earth. Raise awareness, both on Earth and off-planet as well. The events described here are still all under investigation, and I will keep all of you informed. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation. Your friend, Marie.